Morning Becomes Eclectic, it's 89.9 KCRW, and our guest in studio this morning is Andrew Bird. There's a new album, just it's fresh, it's a fresh new production.
It is.
And it's called The Mysterious Production of Eggs, and you got to give us a little bit of a hint behind the title of that album. One of the more unusual titles that I have to read out whenever we play music. Yeah. You've heard our show, you know, we do a whole thing where we said that was the song, this was the album, this is the label, we like to give the folks the information. And whenever I read that one, I've been waiting for you to come in to ask you a little bit about it.
Well, there's I have kind of a fascination with flightless birds of namely chickens, which I actually have chickens out on the farm where I live at, and just the sort of barnyard politics in general that I've observed. But and then there's the kind of just the tired metaphor for the creative process as well.
All right, so it's kind of a mix of observations and obviously, as you said, the creative process. Tell us a little bit about that, making this record. I believe you took a little bit of time and you recorded in some different places, including at home.
Yeah, I started out in my barn where I have a studio in Western Illinois. And then I went tried to make the record, went off to Nashville and made Weather Systems to kind of bide my time. So I've been working on this for a long time, almost 4 years.
And doing other stuff in between, obviously, like taking off on tour and the last record, Weather Systems as well. You've also got a new record label, a new home. You've got Annie DeFranco on board putting out the record this time. And, and I know that you toured with her recently as well. How did that come about?
Well, she actually put out Weather Systems, the last record as well. And but we've only been touring together since, done a few tours since this fall, and she's just been... It's really nice to have someone like that expose you to their audience, you know. So it's been excellent.
You toured the States, obviously. I know you were at the Wilton a month or so ago, and you just got back from Europe as well. Different artists come through here and say different things about how they're received in Europe as opposed to the States. What was it like for you over there? First of all, opening up for Annie, because I'm guessing her crowd is a little different in Europe than it is here. And secondly, you know, how your own music was received.
It's a different vibe for sure. And I know a lot of bands talk about going over there and being treated like royalty, and it's just such a different story. It's not entirely true. There's myths there. What I observe is that it's you get more respect, you get more access to the mainstream media. Like I'll be playing on national radio and TV in France and stuff like that. Stuff that likely wouldn't happen.
Right, sure.
But I think I prefer playing here. Honestly, it's a little more there. It's kind of you know exactly what's going to happen at every show with the audience. Here it's just, there's that more of a sense of anything could happen.
A little more unpredictable.
Yeah, and I prefer that.
It's funny, when you said you just came in from Switzerland, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that before. Switzerland doesn't sort of seem to be on the list of most European tours. How come you guys played there?
That was the end of a tour through Germany and Italy, and we just played, Zurich was the last show. It was very, very strange. It was like a club where it turned into a sort of Euro disco afterwards, and it was just it was an amazing scene to watch. Just the whole place turn over into this sort of Riviera kind of glammy disco scene. but it's a very clean place.
unlike the farm, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, it's. I've been away from the farm for so long because I've been on tour, but I've been really missing it.
I was going to ask you, do you get to spend that much time at home?
Not these days, no. I've been touring like mad, but I'm just trying to keep body and mind together for the next month or so so I can get back there.
Unless people have actually seen you perform, they probably don't know that in most cases you perform solo. We're lucky that that you have your drummer in studio with you this morning, but in most cases it's you, the violin, the guitar, your voice, and you whistle, and you loop a lot of stuff as well and build build the sound and build layers of the material as you're playing it live. Mm-hmm. When you're doing that in studio, I'm guessing you pull in a couple of other musicians, do you? Or do you play most of the stuff yourself?
Well, this last record I made almost entirely with just Kevin here on, right. on drums. I feel like this is kind of the inaugural tour with Kevin. Otherwise, I haven't played with another human for 4 years.
Yeah, normally you don't actually do that, do you? So you guys are going to be doing some dates right now, obviously, in Los mm-hmm. Angeles at Largo tonight. What's coming up next?
We just go up the coast, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, and back to Chicago, back to L.A., back to Europe. It's going to be
a busy year.
Nuts. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the record. Thanks for coming in and playing some of the songs for us.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. I'm going to throw it back to you for another set.
Okay.
We will give away some copies of the CD at the end of the program, which is coming up in around about 16, 17 minutes. Some copies of the new album is called Mysterious Production of Eggs. And our guest in studio is Andrew Bird on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Okay. This is called Tables and Chairs.